None but the hungry heart. 4:30. Liberty for all. If ye died with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, do ye subject yourselves to ordinances? Colossians 2, verse 20. When it comes to spiritual growth and walk, any help from ourselves is a hindrance to us. The source is wrong. On the death side, we are to receive deliverance from sin's power through the Spirit from the cross. On the life side, we are to receive growth through the Spirit from the Lord Jesus. It is a matter of receiving, not contributing. We are branches, not vines. The old elementary legal rudiments of a legal age are for those living in the world, having an earthly temple and worship. Believers are seated in the heavenlies in Christ, and a spiritual people with a sanctuary in heaven. Touch not, taste not, handle not. Such commandments of men have no value. They perish with the using. Voluntary humility, neglecting of the body, fasting, etc., have a show of wisdom. They gratify religious pride and self-righteousness. They puff up the fleshly mind. But they are not of any value against the indulgence of the flesh. The flesh is not subdued by fasting, nor pride by whipping, nor worldliness by neglect of the body. These are of no avail, though men glory in them. Only the Holy Spirit brings one into liberty, and that via the cross. The Lord of the Spirit of life, in Christ Jesus, hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8, verse 2. Stand fast, then, in the freedom which Christ has given us, and turn not back again to entangle yourselves in the yoke of bondage. Galatians 5, verse 1.